Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry.
If you are of a certain age and you were living in America 20 years ago, you must sadly acknowledge the anniversary of the tragedy that's known simply as 9/11. It seems that every generation has a horror to bear. Think most recently of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the assassinations of the 1960s, the murder of worshipers in Mother Emanuel AME Church, and too many other abominations to name here. The poets, of course, always try to put language to the anguish. In the case of 9/11, one of the most compelling of those is Joy Harjo, the country's current poet laureate, the first Native American to hold that post, and a member of the Muscogee Nation. She knows about terror and abomination. Today's poem is When the World as We Knew It Ended by Joy Harjo. We were dreaming on an occupied land at the farthest edge of a trembling nation when it went down. The towers rose up from the East Island of Commerce and touched the sky. Men walked on the moon. Oil was sucked dry by two brothers. Then it went down, swallowed by a fire dragon, by oil and fear. Eaten whole. It was coming. We had been watching since the eve of the missionaries in their long and solemn clothes to see what would happen. We saw it from the kitchen window over the sink as we made coffee, cooked rice and potatoes, enough for an army. We saw it all as we changed diapers and fed the babies. We saw it through the branches of the knowledgeable tree, through the snags of stars, through the sun and storms from our knees as we bathed and washed the floors. The conference of birds warned us as they flew over destroyers in the harbor, parked there since the first takeover. It was by their song and talk we knew when to rise, when to look out the window to the commotion going on, the magnetic field thrown off by the grief. We heard it, the racket in every corner of the world, as the hunger for war rose up in those who would steal to be president, to be king or emperor, to own the trees, stones, and everything else that moved about the earth, inside the earth, and above it. We knew it was coming, tasted the winds who gathered intelligence from each leaf and flower, from every mountain, sea, and desert, from every prayer and song all over this tiny universe floating in the skies of infinite being. And then it was over. This world we had grown to love for its sweet grasses, for the many colored horses and fishes, for the shimmering possibilities while dreaming. But then there were the seeds to plant and the babies who needed milk and comforting, and someone picked up a guitar or ukulele from the rubble and began to sing about the light flutter, the kick beneath the skin of the earth we felt there, beneath us, a warm animal, a song being born between the legs of her, a poem.
The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.